How many of you were here last Sunday? Yeah, a bit of a strange turn in the service, wasn't it? We had someone collapse up in the balcony and they had to call an EMT and everything. Turned out fine. We've been in touch with him. He's okay. But anyway, it's a little kind of threw things off a little bit, right? A little monkey wrench into the things. But you got to be used to that. You know, I've been doing this now for almost 50 years, so I'm getting to the point where I've seen just about everything happen, but you never are ready for everything. Who was in town a few months ago before it burned down? Brad Pitt. You remember Brad Pitt here? Yeah. Well, the story came to me that one of the ladies here in town went to the ice cream place that's down on Canal Street. Actually, it's down on Flagler, down at the end there, you know, and Treats on the Beach. And she ordered ice cream, and just as she did, she looked to her left, and Brad Pitt was standing there in line to buy ice cream as well. And she tried not to say anything, tried not to get flustered, but you know, he's right there. I mean, come on, let's be real. So she pays for ice cream, and she just walks away and walks down the steps, and she's standing there, and she started thinking, wait a minute, I got my change, but where's my ice cream? Oh, no. So she's got to go back up, and as she goes to the lady, she says, I didn't get my ice cream. And the lady said, yeah, I gave you your ice cream. And Brad Pitt said, you'll find it's right there in your purse. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, the strain will get to you. Things will happen. You just never know what to expect. There was a story, though, and I wanted to focus our thoughts today on where have all the heroes gone? This being a celebration of the 4th of July, even though it was several days ago, we are a country of heroes, people that have done some amazing things for each other and for ourselves. And it's a time to kind of step back a little bit and celebrate that, but ask the question, where are the heroes now? Where are they? Where have all the heroes gone? It's somewhat provocative. There's a story told of an Eskimo man who was taken on an expedition to the North Pole many years ago. He was very brave and distinguished himself as very courageous, very dedicated. And as a reward, the leaders of the expedition brought him back to New York with them for a short visit. And he was amazed at everything that he saw. When he returned to his little Eskimo village, he told stories of buildings that rose into the face of the sky. Of buses, which he described as houses that moved along a trail, artificial lights that burned all night without oil, tremendous pathways that stretched across rivers, and all the other dazzling sights that he saw in New York City. And his people looked at him coldly, and they walked away. And they began to call him Sad Luke, meaning the liar. His name he carried for shame all the way to his grave. Sad Look, long before his death, his original name was entirely forgotten. But sometimes later, another Eskimo named Minik was visiting New York City, where he saw many of the same things for the first time, and he was very impressed. But when he returned to the village, he recalled the tragedy of Sad Look, and he decided he would not tell them the truth. So he told the people how he paddled a kayak on the banks of a great river, the Hudson, and how every morning he hunted ducks and geese and seals. And Mitek, in the eyes of the countrymen, was an honest man, and his neighbors treated him with respect. You see, history is full of stories of misunderstood geniuses and artists and unappreciated prophets, because greatness has a price. Society is often unprepared to hear the truth. The pioneer, the pathfinder, the innovator, they risk ridicule every time. It's not easy being a hero, and maybe that's why there are so few of them today. As someone has put it, we have substituted celebrities for heroes, lifestyles of the rich and famous for epics of good and the courageous. Perhaps one of the greatest needs we have today is regain a sense of the heroic. To believe that truly the best is not behind us, but the best, that which makes you and me into heroes, has yet to come. Chapter 11 of Hebrews represents the Bible's gallery of Hebrews. You go back and look at it, and you will see all the names of the great heroes: Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Ararat, Samson, Jephthah, David, and Samuel, as well as many who are unnamed but not forgotten. Heroes, every single one of them. And their story can be our story. Because you see, God is still in the business of creating heroes. A man was listening to the great Boston preacher, Phillips Brooks, as he talked about the great days of the past when the United States was a growing nation. He talked about the time when brave explorers traveled out into the wilderness to the areas to be explored, and told of those who risked and somehow and sometimes gave their lives to, as they helped to develop the country. And a young man named came up to Bishop Brooks to tell him that he appreciated his message and that he really felt inspired. And he told him, "You know, I wish that I had lived back in those far off days. If I did, I could have been a hero." And the great preacher said, "My boy, every age brings its opportunity. And if you cannot be a hero now, you would not have been a hero then." God is still in the business of creating heroes. And you and I can be heroic if we choose. But what kind of stuff are heroes made? There are many ingredients, but I believe that there are three primary ingredients. I'm going to give these to you today because, first of all, I believe the heroes are people of great courage. Two small boys walked into a dentist's office. One of them said bravely, "I want a tooth taken out, and I don't want any gas, and I don't want it deadened because we're in a hurry." And the dentist looked at him and said, "Well, I tell you what, you're quite a brave young man. Which tooth is it?" And he turned to his smaller friend and said, "Show him his tooth, Tommy." Yeah. There are not too many things that stop activity around my house, but some things that go on. But many of you probably have been watching the Olympics, right? Getting up to it. It's going to be in Paris. It's less than a month away. I get excited about the diving and gymnastics are my two favorite things. You'd think that cycling would be, but frankly, cycling with the Tour de France is going on at the same time. I mentioned that last week. I'll mention it every week. It's one of those things. But there's so much that is happening. It's very, very exciting. Don't you agree? But it wasn't too terribly long ago, during the Winter Olympics, that we saw one of the speed skaters, a man named Scott Jansen, he slipped and he fell twice. It was a terrible failure and defeat for him, and you did not see him on the victory platform. But he showed himself to be a young man of great courage, for at one of the most trying times in his life, because his sister had died of leukemia just hours earlier, he managed to bind up his spirit, lace up his skates, and carry the banner of the United States into the speed skating competitions. In the closing ceremonies, it was Scott Jansen who led the U.S. procession. You see, there are still people of courage in our world, but courage is only apparent in the face of hardship. Most of us prefer comfort to courage, and maybe that's why there are so few heroes among us. Life is like a race. It's a struggle, a constant battle. We want to think that it could be a cakewalk, but it's not. Some of our people are frustrated because they think life ought to be easy, but it is not. And there are no shortcuts. You may have heard the story about the man whose farm was failing and his wife was ill, and he needed money to buy her medical attention and medicines, and he didn't know what to do, and the bank wouldn't give him a cent to help him out. So he got so desperate that he got a gun and he got a bag, and he was going to rob the bank. And so before he went in, he's pacing up and down trying to screw up enough courage to go in and do this job that needed to be done. So he comes into the bank, he hands the teller the gun, points the bag at her and says, "Don't stick with me. This is a mess up." We come into this world with certain things, certain abilities and advantages that we did not select and we cannot alter. And some of us have taken some disadvantages, a lack of ability that we cannot alter as well. Some people are just more gifted than others. Some have rare combinations of gifts that puts them in the front of the pack. But all of us have something that creates productive living using the gifts that we have been given. But all of us are in that boat. I know people who spend their lives trying to run away from who and what they are. They simply cannot accept what they have. I know others who live their lives around a nagging question. What if? What if? What if I'd taken another job? But you didn't. That leaves you with the job that you have. What if I'd married somebody else? Well, you didn't. So why don't you work harder at making the marriage you have something that makes your heart sing? What if you'd gone to another college? Well, thank God some college was willing to take you in the first place. What if you'd gone to another church? Well, wait a minute, I don't want to think about that one. Everything in your life makes of your character, and there your choices are made that will define you. Most of us can remember the story of Sir Galahad. Remember his search for the Holy Grail. Remember how the gallant king was described? Quote, his strength was as the strength of 10 because his heart was pure. I don't know too many people, too many celebrities, too many people that are given to us as leaders that have pure hearts. When Detroit's radio station WXYZ was in its prime, it was responsible for the creation of 3 different heroes: the Lone Ranger, the Green Hornet, and King, the dog, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. Do any of you have XM radio? You listen to the old radio programs? Yeah, I tend. Wow, nobody? Okay, well, thank you. That enthusiastic response. I listen to it all the time. It's fascinating stuff. Of course, that was before I was born. So, anyway, the Lone Ranger, he said he had certain characteristics he wanted these fictional characters to bring. He wanted them to be heroic. He said the Lone Ranger always uses perfect English with no accent. Don't ever cast aspersions at any race or religious group. Be fair. Make him serious. Remember, the Lone Ranger never shoots to kill. He is a sober-minded man with a righteous purpose. Make the kids look up to him. Make him an idol. Trendle, the producer, felt it was important for a hero to be good and righteous. We could only hope for such virtues in the people that our children idolize. Perhaps the absence of such heroes is more important than ever for mom and dad to be the people of character in the lives of their children. If the kids can't look to their cultural idols for appropriate role models, maybe they will look to their parents. Heroes are people of great courage and great character. But most of all, great heroes have a great confidence, not in themselves, but in a great God. The amazing thing about these people listed in Hebrews 11 is not how heroic they were, but how human they were, how ordinary, how very much like you and me. Their courage and their character were not their own. For the writer of Hebrews, they were an essence of faith, is what it's all about. I like the way that Mary Lou Retting put it in the magazine Alive Now sometime back. She wrote, I've grown up in a world of superheroes, Wonder Woman, Superman, Captain Marvel, and the Fantastic Four. Ordinary people like me without superpowers or limbs that stretch for miles or the ability to change form, well, they just can't be heroes. Or can they? That long list in Hebrews chapter 11 contains a telling phrase. They were weak, but became strong. It seems that strength and superpowers are not prerequisites to being a hero. God's heroes are weak people who have simply made themselves available to a strong God. Being a hero is not ducking into a phone booth and putting on tights and a flashy costume. It is acknowledging our weakness and limitations and making all that we have available to God. That is how God's heroes are born. We have the potential for greatness in us because we have a great God and we seek after him with a singleness of purpose. A friend of mine who lives in a nursing home in Auburndale was telling me a story that illustrates this kind of single-minded thinking. He said that she was playing cards with some bridge with some other ladies, and a man walked into the little room there, a little common room, and the lady said to the people there, hey, hello, are you new here? And the man said, yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I just moved in. I'm taking a little stroll around to look the place over. Another lady said, well, where did you come from? And he replied, oh, well, I was just released after 20 years from prison. Surprised, one of the other ladies said, prison? What were you in for? And the man looked at her and said, well, I murdered my wife. And immediately the fourth lady said, oh, well, then you're single? Now, that is single-mindedness. But you know, we need to develop single-track minds. We need to keep our minds on those things that are really important to us. And God is still in the business of making heroes. Heroes are people of great courage and great character, and most of all, people with great confidence, not in themselves, but in God. Ed Cowan tells a story, finally, about a young fire person, a young woman named Linda, who was in a terrible car accident. And when the paramedics came on the scene, they found her in shock due to a loss of blood from a severed right leg. She was pinned in the wreckage, and it was some time before they could get her out and treat her wounds. And all the while, she remained conscious and alert. And they were amazed at the calmness in her and the view of the serious situation and her tremendous wounds. Later, one of the paramedics said to the newsmen covering the story, "I guess the only thing that saved her life was the singing." And puzzled at this revelation, they said, asked him, what was she singing? And he replied, "She was singing, 'What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a friend we have in Jesus.'" Now, I doubt that Linda thought of herself as heroic, but she was. Each of us can be, under the right circumstances, just as surely as the Bible heroes trusted in that are listed in Hebrews 11. All we need is courage and character and great confidence in a great God. And so my final words to you this morning are these, and take them with you. It is never too late to be what God has created you to be. So be a hero. Let us pray. Our Father, we are challenged every day. And we meet those challenges either with courage or terrified of what is around us. How will we develop the character that allows us to truly be courageous? Well, we do it by relying on you. Our confidence is always placed in you and you alone. So help us today. Help us to be the people that you have created us to be. For we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.